Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We love when you're here. This is your host, Jim Masters. You're listening to Close Up Radio Live, and we thank everybody for tuning in from all around the world. It's a pleasure to have you here today, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. We're also welcoming and spotlighting collaborative divorce expert Dr. Joyce Fine to the show. She's coming to us live and direct from Denver, Colorado. In addition to the incredible work that she does, she's currently working with a colleague on a book about divorce entitled Move Out, Move On, Move In, A Roadmap to Ending a Marriage and Beginning a New Family with a New Marriage. You know, too often people who are divorcing get caught up in intense emotions that prevent them from being able to think clearly about how to move forward successfully in their lives. As a licensed clinical psychologist, trained divorce mediator, certified divorce coach, and collaborative divorce facilitator, Dr. Joyce Fine works with couples to facilitate the healthiest divorce possible for them and their families. She encourages her clients to use their thinking skills rather than acting from an emotional state when making critical, important decisions. She wants to help people have the best divorce possible. And as a divorce coach, she thinks of herself as a thought companion. When people are making these colossal decisions about their family and how to split their finances and how to get along with each other in the future, she can help them make decisions from a thoughtful place rather than out of emotional reactivity. Dr. Fine has really had an opportunity to know firsthand all of this because she had an amicable enough divorce, yet 5 years post-divorce, her relationship with her ex-husband became high conflict because of his new partner. And according to Dr. Fine, about 23% of divorces become high conflict, meaning the parents have trouble working together on their children's behalf. As a clinical psychologist for 25 years, Dr. Fine says the best interests of the children really is of paramount importance. She also works as a collaborative divorce facilitator, divorce mediator, and a child custody evaluator. She's coming to us live and direct from Denver, Colorado. Join me in welcoming Dr. Joyce Fine to Close Up Radio. Dr. Fine, a pleasure to have you here on the show. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
What, you know, in your own life's journey, I love to make the guests sort of relatable and humanize them for our audience. What are some of the things that pointed you in the direction of wanting to really focus on this work and make this part of your calling? Obviously, it's work you're very, very skilled at, but also very passionate about and love to do. When did you realize this was work that meant so much to you that you wanted to pursue it as a profession?
Well, when I was getting divorced about 12 years ago, I needed to build my psychology practice. I had a small psychotherapy practice and did a bunch of psychological testing then as well. But I needed to make it bigger because I was getting divorced and needed more income. And I looked at different kinds of work that I might want to add into what I was doing, because even though I've always enjoyed being a therapist, I wanted to do something a little bit more didactic. I wanted to be able to educate people a little bit more directly. And I started looking into divorce work. So I trained to do custody evaluations. I had some friends who are also psychologists who did that work. I trained to do it, and I thought, oh, my gosh, that is way too hard. Like, it's walking on holy ground in a very different way than I feel like I already do in some ways as a therapist, where people tell me really tender, deep information about themselves. As a custody evaluator, making recommendations to a, what happens is that I'm basically an extension of the court. I get hired by the court with the parents' agreement to do a custody evaluation, and then I make recommendations about this family to the court, what the family schedule should be, who should get to make major decisions for the children. And that just felt like too large a load, because everybody makes mistakes. We're human. And I thought there's just no room for error here, because I'm making recommendations about other people's lives in a very unique way. So I did not do that work after I trained to do it. I pulled back from it. A couple years later, I looked into divorce coaching, and I became a certified divorce coach. And at first, I was kind of embarrassed about that title, because I'm not a cheerleader for divorce. But when people get divorced, they have a lot of really significant decisions to make, especially if they have children. And sometimes if people are feeling guilty or sad or furious or fearful, there's a range of feelings that come up when can come up when people get divorced. And when they make decisions based on feeling sad or angry or depleted, they often make decisions that don't work well for their children or for them, their family in general. So I became a divorce coach, and as I started doing that work, I really enjoyed it and found that it was very helpful to people. And then I became a collaborative divorce facilitator, where in some ways it's a very parallel role as being a divorce coach, where I help couples work out a new family. I help divorcing couples work out a new family schedule. I educate them on children's developmental needs and attachment. Perhaps the piece that I'm most passionate about that I do is when I work with couples as a divorce coach or a collaborative divorce facilitator, because these are couples that are getting divorced that want to do it as well as possible. They want to be able to have a respectable and respectful co-parenting relationship. They want to take as good care of their children as they can, and they come in and they say, oh, my God, how do we get divorced? Do we have to have an attorney? Who should move out of the house? How do we tell our kids? And I don't have stock answers to any of those questions. I have a lot of information and education, but really it's up to the people to make the ultimate decisions based on education I give them and them helping me learn about their family and who their children are. And I most enjoy that, and I guess I'm most passionate about helping people think all of this through. It's a very poignant process, and it also feels to me like very holy work.
Yeah, which is really, it's beautiful work that speaks to the essence of who you are as a person wholeheartedly, and I think that is fantastic. A certified divorce coach, can you define that for our audience, Doctor?
Yes. So when I wanted to start doing divorce work, I went online and did some research, and I know some people, some colleagues that call themselves divorce coaches. Back then, I didn't know many, but I just thought, and they hadn't had any formal training. And I thought, you know, I know a lot about therapy. I know a lot about the psyche. I understand a lot about feelings and thinking, but this divorce area is kind of new to me. So I found a divorce coaching course online. It just felt important to me to do some learning about that. So I think it was a 12-week course where we met for a couple of hours a week and had homework. Because I was a therapist, I didn't have to do the coaching part. So for people that might be interested in taking this course, it's called Certified Divorce Coach. And if you're not a licensed therapist or already a coach, then you have to do the coaching part too, so it's a little bit more time. But it was an excellent course. It was started by Peggotty and Randy Cooper in Florida. There were people from all over the country and even a couple of people from out of the country in the course. And they set it up so that we had mentor coaches and we got to practice with each other in addition to doing a little bit of reading, and they had guest speakers. It was really excellent. And it gave me some basic information about divorce that I didn't otherwise have. At that point, I had mediated my divorce and didn't need to learn a lot about what I learned about in the course, because my ex-husband and I were able to do things pretty well together. So that was really good. And there are some people that call themselves divorce coaches who do really good work and they haven't taken any training. And a couple of my colleagues here that I have huge respect for fit that category. But for me, I wanted to take a course, learn what I could, and then, take that into my practice and use it. And a note of caution, I feel a little uneasy saying this, but not all divorce coaches are equal, just like not all mechanics are equal. And if someone listening decides that they want a divorce coach, just make sure to get a couple of references or do some due diligence checking out a divorce coach that you might want to work with. The certified divorce coach company that I trained with does have a website, and on that website they've got a listing state by state of people that have gone through their program. And I understand that since I took the course, they've been a little bit more professional or choosy about who they let in to make sure that the people have the bandwidth to do this work and to hold this kind of space for people.
Yeah, that's incredible. Really, it is. I touched upon a little bit about, your own personal experience with divorce. I would imagine you probably feel, and this is what's great about this in terms of you walk the walk, talk the talk, you can relate to what your clients are experiencing, the range of emotion and just all of the things that sort of come right at you like a waterfall in a way. You probably feel maybe that even you would have possibly benefited from somebody like yourself, right?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I have a divided answer. On one hand, of course, I mean, it would have been really helpful. But on the other hand, you know what? Now that I actually haven't thought about that a lot, there are a couple of things I probably would have done differently, but it was really important to me in my divorce to not have it be conflictual, to really be amicable with my children's dad. He's a very involved dad. And looking back, there are a couple things I would have done differently, and had I had a divorce coach, I might have done them differently. But I still would have weighed them very, very, very carefully in terms of wanting to stay away from conflict. I mean, sometimes the better decisions might stir up some conflict, and that's very tricky. Like, I actually just got a call today, a referral from a woman who is seeking to have a consult with me because she is trying to think about whether or not to have a custody evaluation because she's concerned about potential very significant ramifications it could have on her ex-husband in terms of his mental health. And so that is why it's good to have someone to talk things over with. If you're not clear about your goals for a divorce or post-divorce, if you don't know what your biggest aim really is, then it's good to have someone help you think things through. Or if it's hard sticking to your goals for a divorce, like one couple that I worked with that came to me, I helped them. They came to me as a divorce coach, and we parlayed it into like a small collaborative case at the end and brought in some attorneys. But I helped them work out the family schedule, and then they needed to figure out the finances. I don't do a lot with people's finances. I'm not a financial professional. So I have, believe it or not, there's something called a certified divorce analyst and certified divorce financial analyst. So I refer my clients to people like that when they have to figure out their finances. And in this case, I had referred this couple to the financial analyst and that I was going to help write up their divorce agreement. And the wife in this couple, sort of a dream client with a lot of emotional intelligence, she knew herself really well. She was in therapy and was really working on doing this as well as possible. And she called me and asked if she could have an appointment with me because she and her husband had just met with the certified divorce financial analyst, and she was having all kinds of feelings based on how money was handled in the family that she grew up in, and based on how money was handled in her marriage, where she felt that her husband had more control of the money. He earned most of the money and made a big living. She also worked and made a good living, but just because of the culture they were from and because of the dynamics, money was a really sensitive issue. So she called me and said, "Hey, Joyce, can we meet? I'm having a lot of reactions, and I really think it's just emotional stuff, and I want to work some of that through so that I could think clearly about these decisions." And I said, "Absolutely." And we met, and we talked about the relevance for the divorce and worked it through, and she ended up being able to get what she wanted into the divorce. And her husband also got what he wanted. I mean, they really worked hard and rolled up their sleeves, metaphorically, to nail this down. And there were some rough moments where both of them felt very hurt and unhappy. And they brought attorneys in just to have a little more education. And we all sat at the table together, these two parents, their attorneys, and me. And at one point, one of their attorneys, who was not collaboratively trained, started sort of gunning for what he could get for his client, which is what attorneys are trained to do. But collaboratively trained attorneys, and again, like with mechanics and divorce coaches, not all, I hate to say this publicly, but it's true, not all collaboratively trained attorneys are truly collaborative. Most of them are. Most of them are. But sometimes they don't really get it and walk the walk as well as they can talk the talk outside of a meeting. But anyway, in this case with this couple, the dad's attorney was gunning for him to pay less money. And I, you know, felt a little nervous, and I said, "Hey, so-and-so, I'm a little confused. My understanding is this couple wants to do this as amicably as possible, and that your client has already said that this idea in general is fine with him. Is that not the case?" And you could have heard a pin drop in the meeting, but the attorney looked at me and he said, "Yeah, you're right." And then I looked at the dad and I said, "You know, I don't know, maybe you've changed your mind. If so, can you let us know? If not, you know, where do you stand with this?" And I'm sort of segueing into collaborative divorce, where the divorce coaching that I do with people, and when people choose to have a collaborative divorce, they're really the architects of their divorce rather than handing things over to their attorneys to work it out for them. And in that room, I was able to engage the two parents to talk to each other with their attorneys there sort of in their back pocket as backup to help inform them, educate them about legal things, or say, "You know, I really don't think that's a good idea," if they really thought it wasn't a good idea. But to let the couple lead the way in their own divorce with the professionals sort of, you know, guiding them or in tow, helping them think. And at the end of our third meeting with the attorneys, we were done. And I was going to leave because the attorneys were finishing writing up the legal document. And I mean, I'll never forget this. I was so touched. The wife said, can I hug you?" And I said, "Sure." And I got all tearful because it was just being done so beautifully. And then I sort of looked at the husband and he said, "Yes." And he came over and gave me a hug.
Yeah.
And I left. And after that, the non-collaboratively trained attorney, actually in the meeting, he said before I left, "Hey, Joyce, I don't believe that we just did this so amicably. In my 30-year career as a divorce attorney, I have never worked like this. I don't believe it's possible, except we just did it. I'm going to be calling you to meet for coffee and talk more about how to do this better." It was incredible.
That's fantastic, isn't it? I mean, that's really incredible. What a great story. I mean, it's sort of strange if you think about it. You and your partner decide it's time to get divorced and the ultimate separation, but then you have to embark on one of the most difficult collaborations there is, divorce.
Yes.
You have to do it together, and that's where the definition of collaborative divorce really comes in, right?
Yep. And most states have collaborative divorce professional associations, and there's an international, called the International Association of Collaborative Professionals. So if anybody listening wants to look it up, it's IACP. I forget if it's .net or .org, but it's a phenomenal organization. They have annual meetings. I've been at one of their conferences where they do a lot of education about this. And you can find a collaborative divorce attorney, a collaborative divorce facilitator, although there's different names for what I do in different states, or a certified divorce financial analyst. All, you know, like if people are thinking about getting divorced and they want some help thinking it through, because it is one of the hardest things that people will ever go through if they get divorced. So to get help to do it well is so important, and it saves years of therapy later for the children, mm-hmm. for the parents. It saves broken relationships. It saves hardship between people and in-laws that they've had for 20 years. I mean, a negative divorce blows up all kinds of important, deep relationships, and doing it well is just so worth some extra time and thinking. And I remember in my divorce coaching course, one of the speakers that spoke to us said, how long does the average person take, how long do they allow to plan for a wedding? Now, of course, everybody's different. Some people plan a wedding and then they're married in 3 months, but most people take 6 months or a year. And some people want to get divorced in a heartbeat because they're hurt, because it's so painful, because they just want to be done, because now they hate that other person. They can't stand to be around them. But taking some time and being deliberate and thinking through what is best for the children, how old are the children, what about you got two children or more and they're all really different and they have different needs, how are you going to manage that? Do the kids keep the same schedule? Do they not? What can you do to support them? I remember, you know, a lot of people who think about getting divorced have seen movies on TV or read bad stories. Most of what we hear about divorce is high drama stuff. The truth is most divorces are not high drama. They're just people trying to do their best to split things up and move on. And different people have different skill sets. As a divorce, if someone comes to me as a divorce coach, sometimes I'll refer them to someone else for therapy, because divorce coaching is different than therapy. Therapy is insight-oriented. It's to help people process their emotions and come to understand why they are the way they are, how to be different if they're doing something repeatedly in relationships that doesn't work for them, or if they're choosing people that are not a good fit for them. As a divorce coach, I'm focused on the present and the future. I definitely will listen to people's history. I'll listen to some of their feelings. I will say, if they're telling a heart-wrenching story or just something painful, I'll say, wow, that sounds really hard. And then after a little while, I'll say, okay, can you come back to where we are now? Do you have the bandwidth to think about these decisions you have to make? What about that paperwork you've got to do for your attorney? When's it due? Or, you know, you said you'd get back to your spouse next week about a big decision. Should we think about that now? And I try to get them refocused on where we're at now and where they want to get to. And one of the things that I also do with couples, and I was taught to do this in my collaborative training, is at the first meeting when I'm meeting with the couples together and the attorneys, to have a whiteboard and to ask them each their goals for the divorce. You know, sometimes that's to get out of it not financially ruined. Sometimes it's to take the best care they can of their children. I mean, usually there's something financial, there's something about the children. Maybe one of them says, you know what, in 15 years or 20 years, I want to be able to sit next to her at our children's wedding or earlier on at their high school graduation. And the people that can pause and think about the future and remember that even though they may be in excruciating pain now, there is a later. And they want to keep that in mind when they go through this process. And collaborative divorce has a team of people in there to help people reach their goals. And as a divorce coach, I also do that and, you know, refer people to other helpful professionals to get through the process.
It's a phrase that comes to mind, conscious uncoupling. Tell mm-hmm. us about that. And is that another way to describe some of the work that you're doing?
Well, I did buy that book. I have to admit, I haven't had a chance to read it. It's very parallel. From what I understand, it's very parallel. I don't know if she actually did a collaborative divorce or not, but yes, conscious uncoupling is a fabulous phrase, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. Yes. And there's an attorney that created collaborative divorce many, I don't know, like 25 years ago, I think it was, and he did it because he saw time and again after he would go to court and do his best for people, the damage that was brought to these families by the court battle and the aggression and the fighting. And he thought there's got to be a better way. Instead of the attorneys taking the lead and handling everything, I mean, even now, so on the custody evaluations that I do, they're like the opposite side of collaborative divorce. In most of the custody evaluations that are done, well, that I've done, there's high conflict and the people can't get along or think well together. Sometimes people have a custody evaluation and they can think together, but they really disagree on one thing, like whether one partner is really able to take good emotional care of the children or something. But in these cases, the attorneys become the communicators for the couple, and the couple doesn't communicate directly about the things about the divorce. They just communicate directly maybe about pick Joey up from soccer, or Joey left his baseball mat here, or, you know, baseball glove here, or something like that. But when the attorneys take over the communication, the couple's, the spouse's voices are lost. And as we all know these days with texting and email, the tone or the intention of communication sometimes is muffled. It's just not clear. And then the communications can take on more hostile or negative meaning. And when the attorneys take it over and the two people who once loved each other, who had children together, who spent time together, can't communicate directly and remember that they had once cared deeply about each other, or maybe they still do, but they're too hurt to think about that, that's when things become high conflict. And that's why the collaborative team in divorce coaching can help with the more positive conscious uncoupling, to use that phrase again.
I want to let folks know that this is part one of an exclusive two-part series with Dr. Joyce Fine, and we look forward to welcoming her back to our show. She's going to be back with us on January 28th, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And if you'd like to make contact with her, obviously you can hear, you know, she's passionate, she's an expert, she's also very relatable, having experienced this herself, walks the walk, talks the talk, and she's there to be a guide and help you find that clarity that you need through what could be a real thick fog during a scenario like divorce. And if there's children involved, there's a whole other, you know, ball of wax that's involved with that. So lots to think about. And if it's confusing and frustrating and there's, you know, you're fearful about it all, she can help you because she's very empathetic and compassionate as well. www.dr, and that's D-R, Dr. Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Fine, FINE.com, Dr. Joyce Fine.com. And I think it's so appropriate that her last name is Fine because she works to help everything be fine for the folks who are going through this, right?
I haven't heard that before. Good one.
See? Yeah, that's it.
Thank
It'll
you.
Be fine if you connect with Dr. Joyce Fine, for sure. She is, again, a licensed she's a licensed and levity. You have to have some levity during all of these situations, too.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to laugh at some of this craziness. Dr. Joyce Fine, as I mentioned, is a licensed clinical psychologist, trained divorce mediator, certified divorce coach, and collaborative divorce facilitator as well. She works with couples to facilitate the healthiest divorce possible for them and their families. Dr. Joyce, a real pleasure chatting with you today. We look forward to part two next week. And thanks for imparting your wit and wisdom with us as well. And I want to let folks know there is the book, Move Out, Move On, Move In, that you're working on as well. So we'll look forward to that. And we'll look forward to hearing more from you next week. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Keep up the amazing work. Dr. Joyce Fine.com is the website. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time. Until next time, we appreciate you as well and invite you to stay right there. Less than 30 minutes, I'll be back with another amazing guest on Close Up Radio. Until then, for all of us, have a terrific day and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.